May I help you?
Look, this is not my order.
May I take your order again?
Okay, I would like fried noodle.
Well, anything else? Or do you want something to drink?
Yes. May I have some ice cream?
Sure. Wait a minute, please.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your change. Don't waste it. Start from now. Let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Hello, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. How are you? Fine, right? Welcome again to the English Audio Program. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, baru saja kalian dengarkan percakapan antara pengunjung restoran dengan seorang pelayan. Dalam percakapan tadi, terdapat ungkapan meminta sesuatu. Pernahkah kalian meminta sesuatu pada teman? Atau, pernahkah teman kalian meminta sesuatu pada kalian? Tentu pernah, bukan? Well, the topic of our program today is asking for and offering something entitled, May I have some ice cream? Sobat Pintar Kreatif, berikut ini kalian akan mendengarkan percakapan antara Chris, Santi, dan Felix di sebuah restoran saat makan siang. Mari kita dengarkan baik-baik bagaimana cara menawarkan sesuatu dalam bahasa Inggris dan bagaimana cara menerima atau menolak tawaran tersebut. Listen carefully.
Wow, look! Lots of people have lunch here. It must be a famous restaurant.
You're right, Shanti. It's one of the best restaurants in the city. The food is delicious. Well, let's find a vacant table.
What if it's down there? At the corner? It seems nobody reserves it.
Good idea, Felix. Come on.
Hello. Good afternoon. May I take your order?
Sure. But may I have the menu, please?
Here you are.
Thank you. Well, friends, what would you like to order?
I think I'll have roasted chicken. And may I have some ice cream for dessert?
All right. What about you, Felix?
I'll have soup and potato chips.
Do you want some ice cream too?
No, thank you.
So, what would you like to drink?
Can I have coffee, please?
Sorry, sir. It is not available now.
Never mind. Just give me a glass of oranges then.
Okay, just a minute, won't be long.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, mari kita dengarkan kembali bagaimana pelayan menanyakan pesanan Chris, Santi, dan Felix.
Hello, good afternoon, may I take your order?
May I take your order? Untuk menanyakan pesanan, pelayan tadi mengawalinya dengan ungkapan May I, yang berarti, bolehkah saya? Dengarkan pula contoh yang lain.
Sure, but may I have the menu, please?
Chris mengucapkan may I ketika dia meminta daftar menu kepada pelayan. May I have the menu, please? Selanjutnya, dengarkan Felix ketika meminta kopi.
Can I have coffee, please?
Felix mengawalinya dengan ungkapan can I. Selengkapnya, can I have coffee please? Jadi, selain may I, kita juga bisa mengucapkan can I menjadi may I have coffee please? Atau can I have coffee please? Sobat pintar kreatif, selanjutnya bagaimana cara merespon ungkapan-ungkapan tadi? Mari kita dengarkan kembali cara merespon ungkapan permintaan sesuatu.
May I take your order?
Sure.
May I have some ice cream?
All right.
Chris menerima permintaan tersebut dengan ungkapan sure dan all right. Dengarkan pula contoh berikut ini.
Sure, but may I have the menu, please?
Here you are.
Pelayan menerima permintaan Chris dengan ungkapan here you are, yang berarti ini dia. Sobat pintar kreatif, di samping menerima permintaan, kita kadang juga menolak sebuah permintaan. Dengarkan ungkapan berikut ini.
Can I have coffee, please?
Sorry, sir. It is not available now.
Apa yang diucapkan pelayan untuk menolak permintaan Felix? Ya, sorry, sir. Dengarkan contoh respon yang lain.
Can I have coffee, please?
No, sorry. We don't serve coffee.
Ya, pelayan menolak permintaan dengan no, sorry. Contoh lain?
May I sit down here?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's occupied.
Sobat pintar kreatif, kalian baru saja mempelajari cara meminta sesuatu barang dan cara meresponnya. Nah, sekarang kalian akan belajar bagaimana cara menawarkan sesuatu pada orang lain. Dengarkan kembali penggalan dialog tadi.
Do you want some ice cream?
Chris menawarkan es krim dengan ungkapan, "Do you want some ice cream?" Ya, diawali dengan ungkapan do you want. Dengarkan pula contoh yang lain.
Would you like ice cream?
Ya, menawarkan sesuatu dapat juga diungkapkan dengan would you like? Artinya, apakah kamu mau? Jadi, would you like ice cream? Artinya adalah, apakah kamu mau es krim? Satu lagi.
Will you have some orange juice?
Will you have some orange juice? Ungkapan will you have juga dimaksudkan untuk menawarkan sesuatu. Sobat pintar kreatif, kemudian bagaimana cara kita merespon ungkapan penawaran barang tadi? Mari kita dengarkan penggalan dialog berikut ini.
Do you want some ice cream too?
No, thank you. Will you have some orange juice?
Yes, please. Would you like ice cream?
Of course, who wouldn't?
Nah, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, memang ada beberapa ungkapan untuk merespon tawaran sesuatu. Untuk menolaknya, kita bisa ucapkan no thank you. Sedangkan untuk menerima tawaran, kita ucapkan yes please atau of course, who wouldn't? Yang maksudnya, tentu, siapa yang akan menolak? Nah, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, sekarang tirukan ungkapan-ungkapan yang diucapkan oleh Chris, Santi, Felix, dan pelayan berikut ini. Dengarkan dan ulangi setelah ucapan yang kedua. Please listen and repeat.
May I take your order? May I take your order?
Sure. Sure. May I have the menu, please? May I have the menu, please?
Here you are. Here you are.
Can I have coffee, please? Can I have coffee, please?
Sorry, sir, it is not available now. Sorry, sir, it is not available now.
Very good. Bagus, kalian telah menirukannya dengan baik. Selanjutnya, tirukan ungkapan-ungkapan yang digunakan untuk menawarkan sesuatu. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Do you want some ice cream too? Do you want some ice cream too?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Would you like ice cream? Would you like ice cream?
Of course, who wouldn't? Of course, who wouldn't? Will you have orange juice? Will you have orange juice?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Excellent, bagus sekali. Kalian telah menirukan dengan baik. Selanjutnya, sebagai latihan, buka worksheet pada task 2. Pada bagian ini, akan diperdengarkan beberapa dialog. Tugas kalian adalah memilih respon yang tepat dari setiap ungkapan yang kalian dengar. Are you ready? Let's begin. Number 1.
Can I have more coffee, please?
Jawaban yang benar adalah A. Sure, help yourself. Selanjutnya, number 2.
Excuse me, may I take your order?
Respon yang tepat adalah C. Yes, please. Great, bagus. Next, number 3.
Would you like ice cream?
Jawaban yang sesuai adalah B. Of course, who wouldn't? Berikutnya, number 4.
Could you pass me the soap, please?
Respon yang sesuai adalah A. Yes, here you are. Selanjutnya, number 5.
Will you have tomatoes on your salad?
Respon yang tepat adalah C. No, thank you. Bagaimana Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Benar semua? Fantastic! Kalian telah menyelesaikan task 2 dengan baik. Selanjutnya, silakan lihat Task 3. Pada bagian ini akan diperdengarkan beberapa ungkapan beserta responnya. Tugas kalian adalah melengkapi teks dialog rumpang dalam Task 3. Tentu sesuai dengan ungkapan yang kalian dengar. Okay, let's begin. Number one.
Would you like fried chicken?
Yes, please.
Would you like fried chicken?
Yes, please.
Number two.
Will you have eggs for breakfast?
I'd love to.
Will you have eggs for breakfast?
I'd love to.
Number three.
Could you pass me the soup, please?
Here you are.
Could you pass me the soup, please?
Here you are.
Number four.
What would you like to drink?
Ginger tea, please.
What would you like to drink?
Ginger tea, please.
Number five.
Do you want something to eat?
No, thank you.
Do you want something to eat?
No, thank you.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian baru saja belajar tentang ungkapan bagaimana cara meminta dan menawarkan sesuatu. Asking for and offering something. Untuk meminta sesuatu, kita awali dengan ungkapan can I atau may I. Contoh, can I have some drink? Atau may I have some drink? Untuk menawarkan sesuatu, kita ucapkan dengan ungkapan do you want? Atau would you like? Atau will you have? Diikuti dengan sesuatu yang ditawarkan. Seperti do you want something to eat? Would you like fried bananas? Will you have eggs for breakfast? Nah, untuk menerima permintaan sesuatu, kita ucapkan yes please, atau sure, atau alright. Sedangkan untuk menolaknya, kita ucapkan sorry, atau no, sorry. Selanjutnya, untuk menerima tawaran sesuatu, kita ucapkan yes please, atau of course, who wouldn't. Sedangkan untuk menolaknya, kita ucapkan no thank you. Mudah bukan? Nah, agar pemahaman kalian lebih baik dan lebih luas lagi, silakan kerjakan task 4 dan task 5. Tentunya setelah program ini berakhir. Konsultasikan jawabannya dengan guru kalian. Well, selamat berlatih. Never give up. Because the future is in your hands. Sampai jumpa lagi. See you later. Goodbye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.